Scott Patton, along with the founder of the Life Enthusiast Corp, Martin Patella. Hey, Martin, how are you doing today?
Hey, Scott. I'm ready to take on what we had to leave out of our previous podcast, which we started on about colon and digestive health. And I thought it's time we try to address some of the more exotic bits of what people encounter.
Right, yeah, because last time we talked quite a bit about the colon and bowel movements and sort of that stuff in a fairly general, but with, I thought, some really good points that you brought up. But I'm really curious about what to do with some of these more specific problems that people run into.
Mm-hmm. Well, the most difficult to deal with is known as the IBS, which is the... what the heck is IBS? Something bowel syndrome. I'm a real scientist, I can't remember. I tell you, I just don't do doctoring, you know? I just try and fix things. But I think it's irritable bowel syndrome.
Yes, irritable bowel syndrome.
And this thing is really peculiar because you alternate between a diarrhea and constipation.
Okay.
So you may have a one day normal, 3 days of constipation, 2 days of diarrhea, one day normal, diarrhea, normal, and so on, right?
Yeah.
Awful. What do you do with that?
Yeah, that must be really confusing when you've got it.
So you need to start from scratch, right? Like you need to rebuild from the beginning. You need to detox. You need to detox everything. You need to get onto some parasite kills because there may be a parasite living in your guts. You need to start with lots of enzymes.
Since you brought that up, let me ask you, do you think the average person has parasites in their gut?
It would be exceptional if they didn't.
Okay, so everybody needs to be concerned about parasites.
That's right. There's a really funny thing that we use in the Strataflora. We add to it diatomaceous earth. Diatoms are teeny sea creatures, and they leave behind teeny little silicon skeletons that look a little bit like the ninja knives. You know, the sort of a flat disc with blades on it?
Yeah.
It doesn't do a whole lot of damage to you in the colon, but it seems to slice up all the creatures that are living in there.
Oh, that's cool. And
very, very cool. Ninja diatoms. And the other thing that we put into the Strataflora is a sugar made from birch that is non-digestible to the human. It tastes sweet, but it's not really providing any energy. It's called xylitol. You might have seen it. It used to be used for sweetening chewing gum when we were young guys. Since that time, the company have graduated into sweetening it with aspartame, which is deadly. Xylitol was beneficial. It's the saddest thing that they switched to this cheaper, sweeter alternative. Anyway, xylitol is a funny thing because it also tastes sweet to the parasites. They just love it. They eat it. But it doesn't feed them energetically, so they starve.
Oh, nice.
Very nice. Very stealth. Very,
very stealth.
Sneaky. Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking you should rename Strataflora to Ninja Flora.
You know, that wouldn't be such a bad thing. Okay. Well, I totally lost my train of thought. I'm starting to see these little pellets with this little black hoods on top and spinning knives in their little hands.
Right. So if you have irritable bowel syndrome, you got to start at the beginning. We make sure you get rid of the parasites. You've got to restock up the good bacteria that's in there. And then you've got to drink lots of water, get lots of fiber. Anything else that we need to do?
Oh, I can't think of it. I have been... Do you have any other pointers on that?
No, that was the biggest thing. We talked about probiotics last time too,
right.
But one of the things that kind of comes up with the whole colon Well, actually, is Crohn's disease, is that considered a colon issue?
Yeah, that's definitely a colon illness. There are two illnesses that are really awful. They are both very debilitating. One is known as the Crohn's disease, and that affects the colon. And the other one is known as the celiac disease, and that affects the small intestine.
And they celiac.
Celiac.
That's the one where you can't eat wheat.
Gluten.
Gluten, okay.
Gluten, which, of course, wheat contains gluten, and so does many other things, such as rye, barley, and
okay.
One other.
So this isn't like a genetic oats. Predisposition. This is a, you've got a problem with your...
Oats. Well, you know, people have been calling it genetic, but I think it's mainly cultural. A lot of people are not really supposed to be eating wheat, especially the blood type O's. They are the genetic type that are hunter-gatherer, not agri, not farmer, not wheat grower. So they do best when you feed them high-fat, high-protein diet combined with vegetables, not carbohydrate diet combined with fruit.
Right.
So looking at it from that perspective, it's totally logical that that person should not eat these irritating proteins. It gets complicated. It goes something like this. When you damage the villi in the small intestine, they shorten. It's sort of like, I watched the Wimbledon tennis match just not long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And if you watch that, you will notice that some parts of the lawn, especially along the baseline and down the center,
yeah, where they
move a lot,
and where they serve,
yeah, where they stand and shuffle their feet and all of that, that's the area where it just gets yellow and sometimes completely worn all the way down to the bare dirt. And that's the sort of thing that happens to the villi. When the villi are nice and long, they are knitted together, sort of like 6-inch long blades of grass. Nothing will get through it. You know, like no dirt will get through it. You can roll around in it, even in rain, and you will not get dirty.
Hmm.
But once you cut that lawn short, or if you put too much traffic on it, all of a sudden when you start rolling around in that, you're going to get dirt on. Well,
yeah.
In the case of the villi, they're supposed to be holding this concept, the brush border barrier, tight enough so that only fully digested amino acids can pass through that. If the lawn gets trampled, the villi become shorter, the gap is less tight, now clumps of amino acids can get through it. Not just an individual single amino, but a clump of it. And some gets through sooner than others. And the most common culprits are the gluten from wheat, oats, rye, and barley. It could be casein from dairy. It could be some protein from corn. I don't remember its name. And the other bad group is nightshades, potato, tomato, green pepper, that sort of thing. Those are the four most common problem foods. But by far, gluten stands out head and shoulders above everything else.
So depending on what type of food is best for your genetic makeup, that's one part of it. And the other part of it is we're overtaxing our system.
Well, as soon as it goes out past the brush border barrier into your bloodstream, it hits the liver and you challenge the liver. And it goes... A fire alarm, ding, 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 we have invaders here. You know, these are not free-form aminos. These are invading proteins. So the entire immune system goes after it. So
right.
Now you end up with in allergy territory. And I believe that the celiac disease is really just a specific form of allergy. I mean, you can have, other allergies because... once you're damaged on the inside, external inputs will trigger you as well. You could end up triggered to dust or to to pollen of particular specific trees or grasses and so on.
Right, right. Huh.
So the answer here is plug the holes in the gut and cleanse the liver. So reverse the sterile gut, rebuild the villi, and then cleanse the liver all at the same time. When you do all of that, you have a chance of coming back to actually eating gluten foods again. But until all of that happened, just don't.
Right.
Because, and go ahead.
I was going to say, and even if you didn't go back to eating the gluten foods because you've been off of it and everything else, you're still going to be feeling better and healthier and everything else because you're not going to have that quote-unquote weakness in your body, right?
Yes, right. Well, the two foods that produce the most mucus in the human body is the gluten foods and the casein foods, is in dairy and wheat. And you would know it, you know. You go have yourself a pizza, and the next day you will have a runny nose, or plugged ears, or sticky eyes, or you will be puffed in the face, or you will be noticing that you're snoring more, things like that.
So this will help you with snoring?
Theoretically, yes. I mean, there are other issues with snoring, but yes, this will help you do less of it.
All right, so everyone out there, if your significant other snores, get them...
off the diet.
Off the diet.
Yeah. No pizza for you, honey.
Yeah.
Thanks, I'll have the three pieces.
No gluten. Here, have a broccoli.
Yes.
So is there any product that the Life Enthusiast Co-op has on their website that you would recommend for someone if they've got this particular type of issue? And I know last time we talked about Strataflora, and I'm just curious.
I'm still on Strataflora. Now, at this point, we would want to rebuild the gut. We're still on that, so we can use something like the Floracol, which is a great probiotic, prebiotic mix, or the Strataflora, and then we need to cleanse the liver. So we need to cleanse it either with maybe Dr. Miller's tea. That's a wonderful stimulating herbal product that pushes the liver and cleanses it gently. And then we should also consider something like zeolite, a volcanic soil that will trap all kinds of toxins, lighten the load on the liver. And of course, we could also consider doing the liver cleanse with magnesium and olive oil. It's described under the liver conditions, not the colon conditions. But I don't think we have the time to get into that.
So what we're saying is there's a number of different things that you can use to improve your health in this area.
Certainly. And so anyway, we mentioned Crohn's disease. I really believe that we could improve on it tremendously by detoxifying, doing the probiotic, prebiotic gut healing, and also the platinum plus amino acids from Dr. Vickery, you know, the supernutrient things. We have talked about that product in connection with back pain and connection with fibromyalgia and other inflammatory conditions. Well, that same thing works marvelously well on gut conditions too.
Wonderful.
So, and essential fatty acids. So please supplement with coconut. We have mentioned coconut in so many places already.
Yeah.
It is one of the best foods going, as are other essential fatty acid foods like hemp oil, flax oil, borage, evening primrose, fish oil, krill oil, all of those things.
Some good oils.
Good oil. Lots of omega-3s. And, of course, minerals and antioxidants and so on.
But when you can't get it in your food, you've got to supplement it, right?
That's right. And so, you know, we always say, well, everything about everything. And it's the best metaphor I can come up with is the bicycle ride. You know, you are turning the wheel. The wheel is turning. There's something broken about the wheel. It's been bumped, and it's no longer smooth, right? It's just hitting the side of the, I don't know what, the forks or something like that. So you tighten the most far-out spot. So after you correct that spot, somewhere else on the wheel is going to be the high spot. You need to tighten that. Or if there's something that's too tight, you need to loosen that to allow it to come out.
Yeah.
And so that's what we need to do with the whole body healing process. Like, just because you have a colon illness doesn't mean that colon is where you need to look for the problem. You know, right. if you have headaches and runny nose and nasal congestion and diarrhea, it's possible that all you need to do is cut out gluten. Oh yeah, and high blood pressure, for instance, that might come along with that.
Right. So, cool.
Anyway.
So what you're saying is that there's hope.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the hope is not pills and painkillers and operations. I mean, don't let anybody tell you that you need to cut out a body part. Even if you have cancer, all of this can be returned back to regular function. The problems that develop in the body are only from three types of conditions: too much of toxicity, too little of nourishment, lack of circulation. So find out what's missing, take away what shouldn't be there, and make sure it's circulating fast enough. Every one of the chronic conditions can be, reversed or at least improved upon.
Well, and wouldn't it be nice to do it that way first and see what happens before you have something cut out and then you have no choice?
Oh, Scott, that would be like telling me when I was 25 that I should put away 20% of my income so I would be able to retire on it.
Anybody here who's listening to this who's 25, put aside 25% of your income so that when you get to our age, you can retire and enjoy your life.
In style.
In style.
Not working like Scott and I at 8 o'clock at night, pushing these podcasts out. Now, don't take me wrong. I love doing it, and I would probably be doing it even if you didn't pay me.
Me too.
But I'm doing it because I do need to be paid. So, listen, all joking aside, come on back to the website. We need your money.
That's right.
Come to www.life-enthusiast.com. We're at 1-866-543-3388. We will treat you with respect, we will offer value, and we will help restore vitality to you and to the planet. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. See you next time.